voters are listing the economy and immigration as top concerns for the 2024 election, but they might be missing a major issue in Bloomington's backyard. Higher education reporter Aubrey Wright has more.
Indiana University has seen a lot of change and controversy in the last few years.
Shame on Winton!
Free speech, diversity programs, and leadership are at the center of protests and pushback.
Say no to censorship!
In Indiana, politics and higher education are tightly linked, and elected governors, senators, and representatives have a big impact. Here's University of Indianapolis political science professor Laura Merrifield Wilson.
Really, it feels like this is a point where academia is in a crossroads, and what happens in the election and then what happens in the state house in terms of policy will really determine where we go in the future.
Republican leaders have a supermajority in Indiana, and keeping it after the election wouldn't be a surprise. Nationally, party leaders propose cutting the Department of Education, eliminating diversity, equity, and inclusion programs, and more. They say these changes will benefit students and save money. But not everyone agrees. This is State Representative for District 61, Matt Pierce.
There have been some politicians out there who feel they can score political points, pander to their base of support by attacking institutions of higher education.
Republican Mike Braun and Democrat Jennifer McCormick are running for governor, and the winner has an important role, choosing who leads Indiana's public colleges.
Whoever is elected governor will appoint the trustees of the university, majority of them, 6 out of 9 for Indiana University.
Trustees govern the entire university. They approve the university's leaders, including presidents.
It's kind of a cascading effect. So if you want trustees that will choose good people to run the institution, if you want an administration that is going to respect faculty, you have to start by becoming politically active.
Voters might want to follow the money. Education accounts for half of Indiana's state budget. Legislators decide how much funding colleges get and often provide money for major projects. But now, colleges compete for funding with technical and workforce training.
That tension that we see is the basic argument of what's best for our economy and what's best for our high school graduates. We've seen fewer high school graduates choose to go to college and more considering pursuing other career alternatives.
Tension is building around free speech and culture. Around the country, voters and leaders on the right believe college campuses are too liberal and hostile to conservative ideas.
I think we're going to continue to see this as a major issue, a question of what college campuses allow and what they prohibit, and how that plays a role in terms of the political partisan dynamic.
Lawmakers are responding. This year, Governor Eric Holcomb signed Senate Enrolled Act 202 into law. It changed tenure review, forcing faculty to teach what lawmakers call intellectual diversity. Faculty could be reported if they don't. Lawmakers say it was a move to make conservative students more comfortable on campus.
When student rights are under attack, what do we do?
But instructors and university leaders, such as IU President Pamela Witten, strongly disagreed with the law. They say it limits academic freedom. Similar laws could be on the books next year.
I think it's pretty clear that in the upcoming session of the General Assembly will be going after diversity, equity, and inclusion programs.
This election in the upcoming legislative session could be a turning point for Indiana colleges. At least one group shouldn't be counted out of the conversation. Students.
This being a very exciting and very close presidential election, this is where we could really see those younger voters making a difference and tipping the scales.
Around Indiana's college campuses, there are pushes from everyone to get more people to the polls. For WFIU, I'm Aubrey Wright.
Indiana's leaders could push public colleges in a new direction with this spring's legislative session.